Share a thought about the 77th Mizmor of Tehillim, which is another Yom Tzara Mizmor, a Mizmor about Hashem's presence, especially during times of distress. So it goes back to maybe one of the, you might even say, primordial expressions of this, a little bit of hyperbole, but basically one of the earliest expressions, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. Remember, the Jewish people felt that there was no way out. They were trapped between the sea and the onrushing Egyptian army, and things certainly did not look good. So the Mizmor concludes as follows: Bayam darkecha ushvilcha b'mayim rabim v'ikvotecha lo noda'u. So Hashem, you set a path through the sea. You set a direction in the great waters. However, your steps, your footsteps, lo noda'u, they were concealed. And then nachita katzona mecha b'yad Moshe v'Aharon, that you directed, you led your people, but through the agents, the shaliach, or in this case, the shlichim of Moshe and Aharon. There's a beautiful medrash that says that word nachita is actually roshei tevot. Each one of the letters stands for another feature of Moshe and Aharon, who they were. Chachamim omrim, Nevi'im hema talanu, that's the nun, nachita, so they were prophets. And then the ched is chachamim, they were wise. The yud is yesharim, they were honest, they were people of integrity. And tamimim, they were wholly devoted, hema talanu. So God didn't just choose anybody, but he chose very capable people. But in the context of the juxtaposition of these psukim, it seems to me that the simple meaning, the pshat, is as follows. That, you know, when we do something, especially something good, we like to take credit for it, right? That's sort of like a feature of human nature. But Hashem is always looking to escape credit. So Hashem sets up, Bayam darkecha ushvilcha b'mayim rabim, but at the same time, ikvotecha lo nodau. Hashem brought the waters back, vayashuv hamayim le'itano, right, that the waters came back, and all of a sudden everything was covered up. So now we can have documentaries on the History Channel. Did it really happen? Right? If Hashem just left Yom Suf exactly the way it was, and, you know, it looked like it did that day, like he preserved the battlefield. Like, you know, if you go to Gettysburg or something, they'll preserve the battlefield. So Hashem could have preserved the battlefield. He could have set up a gift shop and say you could buy t-shirts, you know, Kriyas Yom Suf t-shirts. You know, you could buy the little shot glasses, you know, and there'd be all kinds of, he could even, it could be profitable. It's a good source of income. So he didn't set up, he didn't preserve the battlefield. He didn't set up a gift shop. There's no canteen. So Hashem was interested in obscuring his, you know, his direction. And likewise, Nachita Katzon Amecha, wasn't that Hashem wasn't present, but Biyad Moshe V'Aaron. Now, admittedly, there were some downsides to this, because if you remember at the golden calf, when Moshe doesn't come down the mountain, the Jewish people say, we're stuck. The guy who took us out of Egypt is gone. So there's some downsides, you know, a little bit, to this idea that, you know, Hashem sort of can fade a little bit into the background and allow human beings to surge to the fore, but that's the way that God is. So we have a principle of Ein Lecha Yafeh Min Hatznius, that there's nothing better in this world than somebody who's understated, who's not looking, to take credit. And that of course, comes, directly from Hashem. So, you know, we always, as people, we have a long way to go. See, Hashem doesn't take credit for the things that he actually does. So for us human beings, so we have to work on not taking credit for things that we actually didn't do. You know, that's our struggle. Then we can get to that next level of not having to, you know, broadcast all of the things that we actually did do. But this Tehillim at least sets up an aspirational direction for all of us. So I wish everybody a wonderful day. We'll see you this afternoon at 8:15 p.m. For those who are going to be traveling the next few days, you say Tzedchem L'Shalom. We'll see you very, very soon. And everybody, be well.
Have a good day.
Be well. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.